Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I want to give you a key. You know, one of the things early in my ministry I learned, I told the Lord, Lord, if you give me a key, I'll duplicate it and give it to everybody so they can also break through in their finances. You know, would you rather have the golden egg or the goose that lays the golden egg, you know? Somebody said, instead of giving somebody a fish, teach them how to fish. So again, because this is something that you learn and you apply in your life, these are principles, biblical principles, and then of course you need to learn to apply these. And here in this chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, starting from verse 6, I'll read from the Amplified. It says, remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. So you can see amount and attitude are two important things here. And he who sows generously that blessings may come to someone will also reap generously and with blessings. And then you can see the motive here is always to be a blessing. It's more than just to be blessed, it's to be a blessing. God's looking for people who want to be a blessing, and he'll bless those who want to be a blessing. Verse 7 says, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart. Again, you gotta get your heart and mind in agreement. See, many times the Lord will speak to your heart about doing something and your mind will get in the way and you'll try to talk yourself out of it, you'll reason yourself out of it, and you're actually, your mind ends up being the blockage of you receiving the blessing. So you gotta get your heart and your mind in agreement that you're not fighting yourself. You don't become your worst enemy. And it says, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in his giving. Hallelujah. So you can see our attitude is always to be joyful. Every time we have an opportunity to give, we are to give joyfully and cheerfully and promptly. You know, delayed obedience is disobedience. So when God speaks, you got to do it. Because he's got a plan for you. He's got a purpose in it. Because he's trying to get more blessing to you. He's trying to get you to break through. He's trying to get you to the next level. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's the God of abundance. And then look at what happens when you do your part. See, 6 and 7 is you doing your part, getting your heart right, getting your mind in it, getting the right attitude, being cheerful, being a giver, and actually taking action in doing it. I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, Pastor, God knows my heart. Well, if there is something in your heart, it's got to turn into action. It's not just like, you know, God knows my heart. Faith is action. Faith is action. So you got to act. Faith without works is dead. So giving is action. Being a blessing is action. Hallelujah. And then look at what happens. Verse 8 happens. And God, see, that's when you get, how many of you want to get God involved in your finances? See, this is when he gets involved. And look at what he does. And God is able to make all grace, not half grace, not some grace, all grace. Who likes all grace? Every favor and earthly blessing. So all these people that don't believe that God wants us to have earthly blessing, that we're just going to go to heaven, obviously we're going to be super blessed. I can't even describe the blessing in heaven, but God wants to bless you here on earth as well. Amen. Amen. But you got to qualify. You got to do your part in getting involved with being a blessing. Let the blessing flow through you, and then God can bless you more. Every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Well, I thought you'd be more excited than that. Come to you in abundance. I don't know, Brother Rory, maybe I should get you back up here to wake them up a little bit more. I thought after all that, they'd be awake, you know. I said, come to you in abundance. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure I'm at the river this morning, you know. So that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient. Possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance. There's that word again, abundance. Yeah. Abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Amen. Furnished in abundance. I'm starting to think I'm at the bedside Baptist this morning. I said furnished in abundance. Okay. For every good work, God's got a work for you to do. You're going to need an abundance to do that work. You're going to need a supernatural abundance to do that work. You can't do it in the flesh. You can't do it in the flesh. Flesh is weak. Flesh lacks. But you do it in the spirit. You get God involved. You got to get God involved in everything you do. You've got to get God involved. Otherwise, you're going to be doing it in the flesh. But when you get God involved, you get the God factor. You know, a lot of Christians don't have the God factor in their finances. They're not getting God involved. Get God involved in your finances. Apply these biblical principles. Hallelujah. Now look at this, verse 9. As it is written, he, the benevolent person, scatters abroad. So you got to be sowing seeds, scattering. He gives to the poor. His deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. His deeds, again, the deeds, the action. God's looking for people that are going to go into action. God is all about action. Amen. That's why we have something called the Book of Acts. Amen. Because the church acted. There was action. People moved and the Holy Ghost moved through them. Amen. So when you move, God moves. A lot of people are sitting and waiting for God to move, but God's waiting for you to move. When you move, He moves. And then look at verse 10. And God, who provides seed for the sower. See, sometimes people say, man, I don't have anything to give. Ask for seed. He'll provide seed for the sower. And bread for eating. See, a lot of people are focused on the bread, but seed comes before the bread. He'll provide seed for the sower. Bread for eating will also provide and multiply. I like that. Multiply your resources for sowing. That means you're going to have multiple accounts that you're going to sow from. Hallelujah. You're going to have a diversified portfolio. When I got a hold of this, I had one account that was running fairly low, always on the edge, you know, checking every dime, make sure I wasn't bouncing any checks. And now I got so many accounts I manage. I have to have a whole list to remember and I got the reminders on my apps to remind me to check certain accounts on certain days. I got so many accounts I'm managing. I got personal accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, ministry accounts, business accounts. I got several business accounts, not only in the U.S., overseas. No. All right. I just believe God that I believe the word that God's going to multiply my resources for sowing. I was praying about sowing some seed a couple of weeks ago, and the Lord said, hey, remember this account? I forgot about that account. I went and there was some money in the account. I emptied it. So, I mean, listen, it's fun. It's so much fun to give. Hallelujah. It's more blessed to give than to receive, as the Apostle Paul said. Amen. So what happens is he multiply your resources for sowing. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I pray that every person in this house is going to have their resources multiplied for sowing. Hallelujah. There shall be increase that will come to them in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And then there'll be the increase of the fruits of their righteousness, which will manifest itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. I speak that over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that there shall be multiplication and increase in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, just go right back with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Was when God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed. As soon as God blessed them, immediately, the very first, which is the most important principle of the kingdom, because everything operates on seed time and harvest time. Everything. That's why Jesus had to come. The Father had to sow His Son as seed. That's why Jesus said, unless a grain of seed falls in the ground and dies, it will not produce forth the harvest. We are here, the harvest of a seed that was sown on Calvary. If God the Father never sowed that seed, none of us would be here as the harvest. So even God is bound by his own principles. And that's why he sent his word. And the Bible says we have been born again of incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. The reason you're here born again is because you heard the gospel and the word of God was sown into your heart and you received it because you were good ground and you believed it and you confessed it and then you received what the word promised. And the harvest was that you got saved, you got born again. You became a child of God. There was a result to it. Amen. So everything operates on seed time and harvest time. Amen. Money also operates on seed time and harvest time. Sowing your talents, sowing your time, sowing your finances. These are all, everything can be a seed because you see, seed comes before, what does it say? Behold, I have given you seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Seed is mentioned twice before food. And same exact thing in the verse we just read in 2 Corinthians 9. He gives seed to the sower and then bread for eating. So stop chasing bread to eat. Amen. Be a sower of seed. Be seed-oriented, not need-oriented. Because when you're seed-oriented, there's always a multiplication. There's always an increase. And you're always looking to the future because you know when you've sown seed, there's a harvest coming to you. But when you're need-oriented, you're always living in the now. And it brings you to a place of worry. And Jesus said, don't worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will put on now. Don't worry about it today. So be seed-oriented, not need-oriented. Focus on seed. Ask God what the seed is. Because a seed will meet every need. And many times when there's a need, God will speak to you about seed. That's why in the ministry, anything that God's asked me to do, I never had the money to do it. I just had to have faith. I had to have a word. The word was the seed. I received the word from God and that was the seed. And then, you know, God's like, okay, I've already seeded you with my word. Now it's up to you. You got to receive that seed. Amen. And you got to do something. You got to move. You got to step out in faith. If you're waiting for the money to come, you'll never do it. You got to step out in faith to do it because faith is the currency of the kingdom. So God's waiting for you to operate by faith. Step out by faith. When you step out of the boat by faith, you'll begin to walk on the water. So I'd rather be a wet water walker than a dry boat sitter. Amen. Glory to God. We got way too many dry boat sitters, pew warmers in the church. It's time for everybody to be mobilized. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get some fire on your tail and get mobilized, get moving in the direction that God has for you. Begin to do the things the Lord has spoken to you. Hallelujah. And some of them, well, not some of them, all of them are going to be way beyond you because that's exactly when you know it is too big, it's God. If it's small and you can do it, it's not God, it's the flesh. When it's too big and you know you can't do it, it's God. Somebody say, how do I know it's God? If God's speaking to me to give, it's too big and you're freaking out already in your head. That's God. How do I know it's God? Because when he speaks, you hit your knees and you start to pray. And you pray in the Holy Ghost. That's God. If you get an idea, go, oh, no problem. We can take care of that. That's not God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. We serve a big God. We serve a big God. When God spoke to Noah to build an ark, he did not build a canoe. And some of you are called to do some big things. But you're still hanging on. You're still on the edge of the boat. You're still hanging on. You got your head in the way. Step out and begin to walk. Say this after me. A seed will meet every need. I'll be seed-oriented, not need-oriented. Seed keeps me in a place of faith. Need keeps me in a place of worry. This is the year of separation, right? Between those who walk by sight and those who walk by vision. Vision is always in the future. Sight is always in the now. You can only see what you have in your hands. Oh, Pastor Jesus, I don't know. We got 5,000 families here, but we got 5 loaves and 2 fish from this young boy here. What do? We have nothing. That's what sight says. Jesus says, you give them something to eat. And they fed 5,000 and came back with 12 baskets full. Hallelujah. So believe God. This is the year of increase for you. This is the year of restoration. This is the year of acceleration. This is the year of acceleration. Believe God. I break fear off of your life in the name of Jesus. Fear operates in the realm of sight. Fear operates in the realm of the mind. I speak faith to you. I speak faith into your spirit. Rise up. Rise up in faith. Be all that God's called you to be and do all that God's called you to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider 2 things. 1, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. 2, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpv.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.